today's contestants, a health policy analyst from Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, Margaret Beaton, an attorney from Athens, Georgia, Paul Trippoletti, and our returning champion, a writer from Chicago, Illinois, Mike Upchurch, whose one-day cash winnings total $26,600. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thanks, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a trend going here on Jeopardy. Every day, a new champion. Will that happen again today? Mike doesn't want it to happen that way, but Paul and Margaret do. Let's see how things work out. Good luck. Here we go. The Jeopardy round today features these categories. Current sports nicknames, followed by negative thoughts. Then, according to Forbes' 2019 list, America's richest self-made women. Followed by, how does your garden grow? Followed by, Heller, high water. Mike?
How does your garden grow? 200.
My garden grows great because I first consulted the hardiness zone map from this organization, USDA for short. Mike?
What is U.S. Department of Agriculture?
Good.
Garden 400.
A couple of weeks before planting, mix in some of this decaying organic matter from the heap to help stabilize your soil. Margaret.
What is compost?
Correct.
Self-made women for 1,000.
Part of this author's nearly $400 million fortune came from books she wrote under the J.D. Robb pseudonym. Mike.
Who is Rowling?
No. Paul or Margaret? Who is Nora Roberts? Back to you, Margaret.
Self-made women for 8.
Billionaires Kathy Fields and Katie Rodin created this forward-thinking acne treatment brand, often seen on late-night TV. And it's called Proactive. Margaret?
Sports nicknames for 200.
Why so serious? Tennis star Novak Djokovic has this villainous nickname. Margaret.
What is the Joker?
Yeah.
Sports nicknames for 400.
Italian soccer star Mario Balotelli might earn this video game nickname from the way he unclogs defenses. Mike.
What is Super Mario?
Yeah.
Garden 600.
It pretty much grows whatever I do, as I planted this almost foolproof herb that's aromatic and tasty in tea. Paul.
What is mint?
Good.
Garden for 800.
Diatomaceous earth is great as one of these, as it damages the cuticles and joints of the invaders. Margaret.
What is a pesticide?
Or an insecticide, yeah.
Sports nicknames for 6.
Andy Smith, one of the world's best players at this pub game, is nicknamed the Pie Man. Paul.
What are darts?
Yeah.
High water for 200.
A lake high on Mount Kenya shares its name with this main character in The Lion King. Paul.
Who is Simba?
Yes.
High water for 400.
One of the highest rivers in the world, the Yarlung Tsangpo, starts in this autonomous region of China. Mike.
What is Tibet?
Good, you're out of the hole now.
Garden 1,000.
Here's Sarah with the clue.
To speed this process by which seeds begin to sprout, rub them on sandpaper. In a technique called scarification.
Mike?
What is germination?
You are right.
Negative thoughts, 200.
Nine-letter optimist opposite. Paul?
What is pessimist?
Correct.
High water for 600.
Scuba diving in lakes at high altitudes is more dangerous, as this five-letter decompression sickness is worse. Mike?
What is the bends?
That's it.
Negative thoughts, 400.
To void or close out, like a network does to a failing TV show. Mike?
What is cancel?
Cancel is right, and that takes you to an even 2,000. You're in the lead at the moment, and we take this break. Margaret Beaton is a health policy analyst from Massachusetts who has started a personal trend. For the past 2 summers, you have done what?
I've swum across Walden Pond with my dad.
Why?
So I've always wanted to go there ever since I read Walden by Henry David Thoreau. And so we finally went there and swam the a little over a mile across the pond.
Okay, good for you. You're going to do it again next summer?
Absolutely.
All right. Paul Trippoletti is an attorney from Athens, Georgia, who writes with a fountain pen most of the time.
That is correct,
Alex. Congratulations. There are very few people who do that nowadays.
Why, thank you.
Why do you do it?
There are two reasons. One is that it makes my handwriting, which is usually atrocious, slightly less atrocious.
Uh-huh.
And the other reason is because of sustainability. It's not disposable. The pen will last for many, many years, and I can just keep refilling it with ink.
All right. Good for you. Mike Upchurch is our champion, folks. He is a writer. And in college, he became a varsity, I say became deliberately, became a varsity fencer. You had never done it before.
No, I had never fenced before I arrived on campus. But the coach there, Ron Miller, maybe the best American sports story no one knows. After 50 years, he just retired. But with no scholarships, almost no funding, he takes kids out of his fencing PE classes, teaches them the most complex, challenging sport I've ever seen, and turns them into nationally competitive fencers in just a couple of years.
Okay, all right. Let's get back into this. Pick up your signaling device, and you make the next selection for us, champ.
Negative thoughts, 600.
Answer. This presidential option is Latin for I forbid. Mike.
What is veto?
Correct.
Negative thoughts, 800.
Juliet tells Romeo, deny thy father, and this thy name. Margaret.
What is renounce?
No. Paul or Mike? It's not renounce, but refuse thy name. Mike, back to you.
Negative thoughts, 1,000.
To disclaim, on Mission Impossible, the secretary will do this regarding any knowledge of your actions. Paul.
What is disavow?
That's the word.
High water for 800.
A 425-mile river originating in Idaho's Sawtooth Mountains is named for this fish, known for its upriver journeys. Paul?
What is the salmon?
Correct.
High water for 1,000.
Tradition says that Zoroaster meditated for years at the lake at the summit of Mount Sabalain in this country. Margaret?
What is Iran?
Good.
Sports nicknames for 8.
The NFL's Tyrann Mathieu doesn't care if you don't know his nickname. Is this species of fearless carnivore of the weasel family? Paul.
What is a badger?
Be more specific.
What is a honey badger?
You got it.
Heller for 200.
The Supreme Court's decision in the case of D.C. versus Heller used this amendment to strike down a gun control law. Mike.
What is the Second Amendment?
You're right.
Sports nicknames, 1,000.
Joel Embiid, in 2019, won the trademark for this nickname of his that also describes the 76ers' strategy of improving the team. Paul.
What is do a 180?
No. Margaret or Mike? What is the process? Mike, go again.
Heller, 400.
At one point, both of Nevada's sitting senators, Dean Heller and Harry Reid, belonged to this faith. Paul.
What is the LDS faith?
Yes, Mormon Church.
Heller for 600.
Paul Giamatti played Jerry Heller, manager of rap group NWA, in this 2015 film. Mike.
What is Straight Outta Compton?
With less than a minute to go, you're right.
Heller, 800.
Want your very own Frank Lloyd Wright home? The Heller House in this city's Hyde Park area was offered for sale for $2.2 million. Margaret.
What is Chicago?
Yep.
Self-made women, too.
Meg Whitman's bid for number two on the list started when she made this internet seller a billion-dollar giant. Mike.
What is eBay?
eBay, right you are.
Heller, 1,000.
Like his character Yossarian, Catch-22 author Joseph Heller was this 10-letter type of airman who must be on target. Mike.
What is a bombardier?
Good.
Women, 400.
Sarah Blakely, creator of this shaping undergarment brand, has the ultimate mogul cred, guest shark on Shark Tank. Mike.
What is Spanx?
Yeah.
600.
Answer. Daily double.
1,000.
Right. Pleasant Roland started this historical brand when she couldn't find suitable dolls for her nieces.
What is American Girl?
You are right, and you move up to 6,000. to take us into our second break. And when we come back, we'll begin Double Jeopardy. Stay with us, please. Will Margaret get things going in this Double Jeopardy round? We'll find out now. She selects first from these categories. We start off with the Jeffersonian era. Then from Saturday Night Live to the movies. Followed by science, ancient Greek and Roman architecture, fill in the Tony-winning play title, and finally, we're giving out I-O-U-S. Those four letters are going to come up in each correct response. Margaret?
I-O-U-S for 400, please.
Able to live both on land and underwater. Mike?
What is amphibious?
Yes.
SNL 400.
Alice Cooper breaks down the etymology of Milwaukee to Mike Myers in this 1992 film. Mike?
What is Wayne's World?
Yeah.
SNL 800.
Use of unnecessary violence in the apprehension of this 1980 musical title duo has been approved. Paul?
Who are the Blues Brothers?
Good.
Jeffersonian era for 400.
This addition to the nation during Jefferson's tenure included land that would end up being part of 15 states. Paul.
What is the Louisiana Purchase?
You got it.
Jeffersonian for 800.
In his 1801 inaugural address, Jefferson tried to mend fences between his Democratic Republicans and this political party. Mike.
Who are the Whigs?
No. Paul.
Who are the Federalists?
You got them.
Jeffersonian for 1200.
Predicting an eclipse and decrying the white man's ways, Tenskwatawa was dubbed the Shawnee This. Paul.
What is prophet?
Yeah.
Jeffersonian for 1600.
The doctrine of judicial review was established in 1803 by the historic Supreme Court case Him versus Him. Paul.
What is Marbury versus Madison?
You are right.
Jeffersonian for 2000.
In the 1806 edition of his bio of George Washington, this author included the fictional tale of young George and the cherry tree. And the author was Parson Weems. Back to you, Paul.
Science for 400.
Some people seem to learn by this process, the flow of a solvent through a semi-permeable membrane. Margaret?
What is osmosis?
Correct.
Science for 8.
This neurotransmitter is the second S in the class of drugs known as SSRIs. Margaret?
What is serotonin?
Correct.
Science for 12.
You just found the first daily double, and that'll give you a chance to move up.
2400.
All right, that'll tie you with Mike if you're right. It's the point in the orbit of the moon when it is farthest from the Earth.
What is apex?
No, but it does start with an A. What is apogee? Apogee. You drop down to 1200. Go again. Plenty of time left.
Science for 16, please.
The stamen, the male reproductive organ of a flowering plant, produces pollen in this terminal structure of sacs. And that would be the anther. Back to you, Margaret.
Science for 2000.
F can stand for this unit of electrical capacitance. Paul?
What is Foucault?
No. Margaret or Mike? What is a farad? Farad. Back to you again, Margaret.
I-O-U-S for 800.
We know it precedes reader in being eager to devour the contents of many books. Margaret?
What is voracious?
Correct.
I-O-U-S for 12.
In legal speak, it describes wanton or vicious intent. Margaret.
What is malicious?
Good.
I-O-U-S for 16.
Stevie Wonder sang, "Vary this, ladder's about to fall. Now touch your nose for luck." Margaret.
What is superstitious?
You got it.
I-O-U-S for 2000.
This adjective means incorrect and is more specifically applied to logic with faulty reasoning. Margaret again.
What is fallacious?
Fallacious, right you are, and you're at 6,800 and in the lead. Go.
Roman architecture for 4.
In July and August in ancient Rome, a piscina, one of these, might have proved quite popular. Mike?
What is a pool?
Yeah.
Architecture, 800.
In ancient Greece, an agalma was a work of art dedicated to one of these. Margaret?
What is a muse?
No. Caller Mike? What is a god? Back to you, Mike.
SNL, 1200.
10 seconds, contestants. Will Forte tries to defuse a nuclear warhead as this 2010 title guy. Mike.
Who is MacGruber?
Yep.
SNL, 1600.
Dan Aykroyd wants a green card in this 1993 film, but he's not really from France. That would be Coneheads. Mike.
SNL, 2000.
In a trailer for a 1995 movie, as Stuart Smalley, he said, "My father grew up in the Great Depression. His mother's." Former Senator Al Franken. Back to you, Mike.
Architecture, 1200.
The Library of Celsus at Ephesus had three big windows to let light into this alliterative space that the British Museum also has. Margaret?
What is a reading room?
You are right, with less than a minute now.
Architecture for 16.
From words meaning city of the dead, it was a large cemetery in ancient Greece. Paul?
What is necropolis?
Yes.
Greek and Roman for 2000.
Answer there, the other Daily Double. And Paul, before I ask you to make your wager, we have a change in scoring to announce, and it affects Margaret. Because we were not as specific as we should have been in your Daily Double clue, Margaret, we should have accepted your response of Apex. So we are crediting you with $4,800. Paul, what are you going to risk?
$3,000, please.
All right, here is the clue. Similar to a Roman circus, this was an ancient Greek race course for horses and chariots.
What is a hippodrome?
That's right, and you're at 11,000, and we have one category still in play. Go ahead.
Tony winning play for 400.
2018, Harry Potter and the Blank Blank, parts 1 and 2. Mike.
What are the Deathly Hallows?
No. Margaret.
What is the Cursed Child?
Correct. And with that, you add a little bit to your lead. This is still anyone's game as the three of you get set to deal with this subject in final today. 20th century artists. Clue in a moment.
Teaching illegally in Baltimore City schools.
The level of incompetence at North Avenue is staggering.
Fox 45 News Project Baltimore questions why Baltimore City has so many teachers with expired certifications.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
A Camel and a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is Hump Day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A fairly narrow category for our final Jeopardy today, 20th century artists. Players, here's your clue. This artist, who lived from 1904 to 1989, had a first name that means savior in Spanish. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. We start with you. You had 7,200 and you wrote down, who is Dali? Salvador Dali. You are correct, sir. And you add 6,300, taking you to 13,500. That takes us to Paul. He had 11,000. Did he come up with Dali? He did. What did he risk? 10,000. He's in the lead with 21,000. Over to Margaret. She had the lead with 12,400, and she selected Diego Rivera. That'll cost her 9,601. She'll finish in third place. Paul Trifoletti, congratulations. You're the new champion. You've just earned $21,000, and you get to play again right here in 23 and a half hours from now. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.